This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Launching into the third hour of this program, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They're completely free. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we did talk about the police raids that are being planned, the federal police raids that are being planned against hundreds of families in the United States on the pretense of immigration. That's coming apparently in early 2016, maybe as soon as sometime in January. That's a terrifying thought of what it might be like to have men with guns pounding at your door, breaking in your back windows of the house, smashing in the front door, and then holding you at gunpoint while they search your house for who knows what. You might not even know what it's all about. Maybe it was about your son and something that he allegedly did. Maybe it was about the next-door neighbors, but they got the wrong house. These things happen, and they happen relatively frequently.
Maybe it was about that oregano or that okra that they thought might be cannabis.
Apparently, according to Radley Balco in a freshly published story at the Washington Post, Radley Balco, a pretty libertarian guy,
yes,
has been following the spate of unending police raids that have been going on in this country for decades. He does a great job of reporting on this stuff. In April of 2012, a Kansas SWAT team raided the home of Robert and Addie Hart, their 7-year-old daughter and their 13-year-old son. The couple, both former CIA analysts, woke to a pounding at the door. When Robert Hart answered, SWAT agents flooded the home. He was told to lie on the floor. When Addie Hart came out to see what was going on, she saw her husband on his stomach as a SWAT cop stood over him with a gun. The family was then held at gunpoint for more than 2 hours while the police searched their home. Though they claimed to be looking for evidence of a major marijuana grow operation, they later stated they knew within about 20 minutes they wouldn't find any such operation, so they switched to search for evidence of personal use. They found no evidence of any criminal activity. The investigation leading to the raid began at least 7 months earlier when Robert Hart and his son went to a gardening store to purchase supplies to grow hydroponic tomatoes for a school project. State trooper had been positioned in the store parking lot. Someone called about this recently, I think, on Free Talk Live. So this is the actual story. We did have someone call and tell sort of a version of this. The state trooper had been positioned in the store parking lot to collect the license plate numbers of customers, compile them into a spreadsheet, and then send the spreadsheets to the local sheriff's departments for further investigation. Yes, merely shopping at a gardening store could make you the target of a criminal drug investigation. More than half a year later, the Johnson County Sheriff's Department began investigating the Harts as part of Operation Constant Gardener, basically a PR stunt in which the agency conducts multiple pot raids on April 20th or 420. Which is a popular number in the marijuana world. On several occasions, the sheriff's department sent deputies out to sort through the family's garbage. Police don't need a warrant to sift through your trash in most places. From what I understand, that may be different in New Hampshire.
It's one of those things to where my understanding is if it's something that basically a raccoon could get into, then it's okay.
So like, as long as New Hampshire or anywhere?
In most of the country.
Okay.
Because I don't know specifically about New Hampshire.
All right.
But, you know, like if you've got a bag of trash that, let's say you put it on the curb for the trash guy to pick up, New Hampshire, they might say if it's on private property, they can't go on it. But if it winds up falling into the street, well, now it's on public property. So, you know, it might be a little bit different.
It could accidentally wind up in the store.
Right. So there are those sort of things, and I'm not giving legal advice. I'm giving my understanding.
Yeah, I wouldn't give legal advice either, but I would recommend that if you've got something incriminating.
As long as you're not having to, you know, open a lock or go behind, you know, so like if you've got a dumpster behind something that's locked, that would obviously not be something that they could just walk up to and take a look in.
Right. I think the idea, now again, please don't take my word on this. This is just what I've heard. I haven't researched this claim. That in New Hampshire, garbage at the curb is still private property. And I don't know if that's because it's picked up by private companies in some places.
Probably.
Or what. But ultimately, it is technically private property, so technically the police would need a warrant. But again, you know, cops are going to do what they want to do.
But if it falls into the middle of the street.
Yeah. So cops are going to do what they want. And so if you have something incriminating, don't put it in your own garbage. And I'm not saying put it in your neighbor's garbage, but, you know, put it in the garbage at the grocery store or something, right? Like someplace else that's not your garbage. Anyway, going
on
here.
Or if it's something that can be burned,
burn it. Yep. The deputies did go through the family's garbage, and they repeatedly found, quote, saturated plant material, unquote, that they thought could possibly be marijuana. On two occasions, a drug testing field kit inexplicably indicated the presence of THC, the active drug, in marijuana. It was on the basis of those tests and Hart's patronage of the gardening store that the police obtained the warrant for the SWAT raid. And, of course, they found nothing. Lab tests would later reveal the saturated plant material was actually loose leaf tea, which Addie Hart drinks on a regular basis. Why did the field tests come up positive for pot? As I wrote back in February, it's almost as if these tests come up positive whenever the police need them to. A partial list of substances that the tests have mistaken for illegal drugs would include sage, chocolate chip cookies, motor oil, spearmint, soap, tortilla dough, deodorant, billiards chalk, patchouli, flour, eucalyptus, breath mints, Jolly Ranchers, and vitamins.
All right, so I can see the chocolate chip cookie possibly actually having THC in it.
Yeah, I could.
And there was one other thing that may have possibly
eucalyptus?
Been
eucalyptus?
No, there was one of the other things that, you know, I could see somebody maybe putting cannabis in legitimately.
Back in 2009, the Marijuana Policy Project demonstrated how easily the test could be manipulated to generate positive results. They said, quote, as a lab-coated and rubber-glove-wearing researcher from the South Carolina Center for Biotechnology dumped a sample of oregano into a field test kit, Mintwood Media's Adam Ettinger produced a positive test result for cocaine with another kit, simply by exposing it to the atmosphere. This is just air, Ettinger said, opening up a test and waving it as the reagent turned orange, indicating a positive result. And they got this on video. He links to the YouTube. The testing done at the press conference replicated that done earlier by the researchers, who found a surprisingly large number of common substances generated false positive results for the presence of drugs. Quote, while testing the specificity of the KN reagent test kits with 42 non-marijuana substances, I observed that 70% of these tests rendered a false positive.
If you have a real live human being giving false information 70% of the time, they would not be considered credible
at all.
At all. Yeah. And they would never be able to be used as a witness against anyone. They would probably even not be able to wind up being one of these, what's the term? Not informant, but
snitch?
No, not even the snitch. The person that calls up making the anonymous report.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if they know that, right, but, you know, like, police are able to, through, like, cell phone tracker, you know, caller ID, know who's making, or at least what telephone number is making the report.
Right.
So, if they keep getting consistently bad reports from a certain telephone number, they're not going to trust those reports anymore.
You're not supposed to, at least, yeah. Unless it leads you to an arrest, in which case, then, you know, all of a sudden, it's legit. Dr. Omar Bagsara, director of the Center for Biotechnology, who conducted the experiments, revealed that, again, 70% of the tests rendered a false positive, and this was with 42 non-marijuana substances. That research came as part of a new report, False Positives Equal False Justice, by forensics expert John Kelly, in collaboration with former FBI chief scientist and narcotics officer Dr. Frederick Whitehurst. In the report, the pair uncovered a, quote, drug testing regime of fraudulent forensics used by police, prosecutors, and judges, which abrogates every American's constitutional rights, unquote, as Kelly wrote in the executive summary. Continuing, he said, law enforcement officials, forensic drug analysts, and prosecutors knowingly employed the flawed DeQuinault, Levine, and KN reagent tests, as well as more conclusory police reports to wrongfully prosecute and convict millions of individuals for anti-marijuana law violations. And I believe those drug testing labs get paid when they get convictions, don't they? I see
probably.
That news. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here at Toll Free, the number 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You want to save big time on your Amazon purchases, use Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com to get started. When you enter through Save at Purse, that's saveatpurse.com, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases through there. Myself, I've done over 30 purchases through saveatpurse.com, and it's been wonderful. I've saved nearly $700 on the things that I would have bought anyway. So I would have paid, had I not used Purse, I would have paid $700 more than I had to, but I saved at least 20% on pretty much every single purchase, sometimes as high as 30. My highest was 45%. Daryl, you said recently someone bought one of your items for 50% off, but they canceled on you.
They canceled. They waited 7 days and then they canceled.
I told you, you gotta wait. You can't brag about a big number like that until the product arrives at your door. And you said that the dude who bought it was kind of shifty, right?
He had like a very bad rating.
Which I've never seen that before on Save It Purse.
So I'm wondering if this guy claimed, yeah, I bought it, and he was waiting on me to, you know, release the money out of escrow.
Could be. I bet you that probably works with some people. Now, did you report him to the customer service?
I did not. Not yet.
You might want to do that. I mean, if he...
Yeah, I was looking at a way that I could go to his profile and leave a negative review.
But since the transaction didn't...
But since it didn't go through, I can't click on his profile anymore, right. So I might just, you know, file a complaint with customer service.
Purse is very concerned. You know, they don't want people to have a bad experience on their site. They, you know, obviously with a site like this, there's, you know, the chance for scam artists to come in there,
right,
and try to do something to the system. So they've got some good checks in there to prevent fraud, and the rating system is part of that. So go to saveatpurse.com. Man, it works great almost all the time, especially if you're doing 20, 25, 30%. You're going to get the order fulfilled probably in less than an hour. That's my personal experience. They don't guarantee it that fast on saveatpurse.com, but that's been my experience.
They do guarantee anything below 10% within 24 hours.
And 5% instant as
yes.
well. So really, if you want to save money, the catch is, because there is a catch, the catch is you have to use Bitcoin. So we talked earlier about Bitcoin.com, great place to go to start learning about Bitcoin. And whether or not you have the Bitcoin yet, just go and get signed up over at SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. As we continue here, we'll talk more about this family that was raided over a visit to the garden shop, a visit to a garden store, and then further police raiding, they raided eventually. The police went through their trash. And they found tea, but they didn't know it was tea, supposedly. They put it through some sort of a test, and they found that it was marijuana. But it turns out it wasn't actually marijuana.
Because that test shows that almost everything is marijuana.
Yeah, the very same test was used in a study that was done on these kinds of these reagent test kits with 42 non-marijuana substances. The tester found that 70% of those tests rendered a false positive. So it's more likely than anything else that these tests are going to test positive for marijuana, no matter what it is you put them on. I mean, they're talking about chocolate chip cookies. They're talking about all manner of different
oregano.
Things. Oregano, mint.
Tortillas.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, they actually said that here. So it turns out it's the exact same brand of test kit that was used in the case of the family, the Hart family. Despite the fact that the sheriff's department didn't begin investigating the Harts until at least 7 months after their allegedly suspicious activity. Remember, they went to shop at a garden store. First attracted the notice of police. The sheriff's department couldn't wait for the more accurate laboratory tests to confirm the quote, saturated plant material, unquote, was marijuana before sending a SWAT team into the Hart home. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier when we were just talking about raids in general. There's no incentive for these police to do police work, to
right.
actually do the required, you know, jump through a few hoops, just a few hoops, before they raid somebody's house.
We spent 7 months on the investigation, Ian. What else do you want us to do?
But no, they really didn't spend 7 months on the investigation.
We started it 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And then we raided the guy today. That's 7 months of investigation.
Yeah, we opened the file and then did the raid 7 months later. Doing so would have jeopardized the news hook of tying the raids to 420. Remember, they had this special operation that they were doing. It took all of 10 days to complete those lab tests. The lab not only concluded the substance wasn't pot, It does not, quote, look like anything. Excuse me. It does not look anything like marijuana leaves or stems. So even you, even by eyeballing it, they should have known that it wasn't marijuana, says the lab. At the conclusion of the raids, the sheriff's department held a press conference to tout their success. News reports emphasized the raids had turned up drug activity in good neighborhoods, in places like Leawood, where the Harts live, and the homes of, quote, average Johnson County families, unquote. Once they'd been cleared of any wrongdoing, the Harts wanted to know what happened. Why had they been raided? Remember, these were like former CIA agents. What possible probable cause could the police have had for sending a SWAT team into their home first thing in the morning? But even that information would prove difficult to obtain. Under Kansas law, the sheriff's department wasn't obligated to turn over any information related to the raid. Not to the Harts, not to the media, not to anyone. The couple eventually had to hire an attorney to get a judge to order the sheriff to release the information. They spent more than $25,000 in legal fees just to learn why the sheriff had sent a SWAT team to their home. Once they finally had that information, the Harts filed a lawsuit. Last week, U.S. District Court Judge John Lungstrom dismissed every one of the Harts' claims. Now, this takes the story to the next level, because all we'd heard before was that these folks had gotten, you know, the caller that called in told us about how they were raided based right. on a garden shop visit. Well, last week, every claim they made in their lawsuit was dismissed. Hart found that sending a SWAT team into a home first thing in the morning based on no more than a positive field test and spotting a suspect at a gardening store was not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I think they got the Balco got that wrong. He said Hart found. He means the judge, John Lungstrom. Lungstrom found that this positive field test and spotting someone at a gardening store was not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And he found, further, that the police had probable cause for the search, and that the way the search was conducted did not constitute excessive force. It's just a home raid. You gotta use a little force to do a home raid. He found the Harts had not been defamed by the raid, or by the publicity surrounding it. He also ruled the police were under no obligation to know that drug testing field kits are inaccurate. Nor were they obligated to wait for the more accurate lab tests before conducting the SWAT raid.
What? What?
Should I repeat it? He also ruled the police were under no obligation to know that the drug testing field kits are inaccurate, nor were they obligated to wait for the more accurate lab tests before conducting the SWAT raid.
Please, please, please tell me that the Harts are appealing this stupid decision so that it goes to a higher court that can wind up clarifying this?
I sure hope so. The only way they'd have a claim, says the judge, would be if they could show that the police lied about the results, deliberately manipulated the tests, or showed a reckless disregard for the truth.
A reckless disregard for the truth? They're using a piece of machinery that 70% of the times gives you a false answer.
It's not even a machine. It's just a lab. It's a field test. So it's just, you know, some chemicals. They're pouring a little dropper on.
Also, it's not even like a tricorder sort of thing that you point to.
Yeah.
So they're using crappy chemicals.
And now they know that the chemicals are bad because they've been sued purportedly, but that's not going to stop them from doing it in the future because not every officer will have gotten the memo. It's Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here on Free Talk Live, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we have waiting for you on the site. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We're going to go right into your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want, whether it's police accountability, SWAT raids, or whatever's on your mind. Goes with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
They say that being a cop is very stressful and that they have a higher rate than the general public of suicides.
Mm.
And the question is, what can they do about it to dissuade them from doing that? And I would say, how about show them the news from today's news from Ponce, Puerto Rico, where a cop did not kill himself. He went into the police headquarters and gunned down 3 cops. That's, I like that story better.
Huh. Oh, so you're suggesting that more cops should do that?
I never suggested anything. I suggested showing them the story from today's news.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. I think the way to prevent police suicides would be to stop having the cops enforce laws against peaceful people. Because I was actually having a conversation with the chief of police for Richmond, New Hampshire, which is a small town to the south of Keene here.
Yes.
And he actually is a full-time officer on the security staff at the college here in Keene, Keene State College.
Okay.
So his part-time job is as police chief in Richmond. So that gives you an idea of how small his department is. He's got a few officers, and he, as the chief, is a part-timer. So anyway, we were kind of talking about this, a few different issues. It was actually at the Bernie Sanders event. I was handing out Bitcoin flyers out front. He came out and showed genuine interest in Bitcoin. So we talked about Bitcoin and ended up talking about policing and had a nice conversation. Anyway, what he said was it's getting really hard, apparently, to find people who are willing to become police. And I thought that was interesting because it reveals that the police have a real PR issue.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you and I were growing up, Daryl, it was officer-friendly. And I remember in Florida they had, like, cop day where the cops would come to the school and they'd show off all their equipment and they'd, like, bring out the MP5 machine guns and the SWAT team was there and they'd land a helicopter in the field and take the helicopter off. And, man, you know, everybody just thought that was the coolest thing. You know, people...
They didn't really do that in Alabama. I don't think they did that.
Well, they definitely did it in Sarasota, Florida, and they did it at different schools. So they'd, like, move cop day around. Anyway, the point I was making there was that, I don't know what the point I was making.
Back when we were younger, police officers had good publicity.
Yeah, there you go. So
there was good PR where they went out and, you know, tried to be friendly with people and show.
And now
I'm not a bad guy.
Right. And now not so much. Now you've got literally the chief of police in New Hampshire, which is one of the better places to be a cop. They're just generally a little nicer up here in my experience. He's saying he can't even find good people to become cops, even anybody who's even interested, really, in becoming a cop. And it's like a real problem, apparently, with policing today. And I think that is, you know, that's an indicator that times are changing and people are not, you know, trusting the police anymore. So if you want to change that, officers, and those of you who support the police, then you have to end the enforcement of the war on drugs. You have to end the enforcement of victimless crimes that don't involve an actual person who's getting hurt or property that's being damaged. If someone's being hurt or property's being damaged, please investigate those crimes. Bring those people to justice. I'm willing to help with that. Like, I don't have a problem helping the police when it comes to actual crimes.
Right.
And I think most people feel that way. But when the cops are spending their time busting college students for open container violations, busting young people for possession of marijuana, busting people for, you know, growing marijuana, whatever the nonviolent victimless crime is.
And I've heard more than one report of a police officer down on the campus or near the campus of Keene State College will actually stand on a sidewalk and look for people going from house to house parties.
I've seen it happen.
And then wave them over. Hey, come here for a second. And as soon as the person steps on the sidewalk, oh, you've got an open container.
Yep.
It's not an open container when they're standing in the grass.
As when they're on private property. Yeah.
They step on that sidewalk, open container, here's your $250 fine.
Yeah, and they'll also ride around on a bicycle. They've got like a bike cop. You're talking about the college neighborhood here in Keene.
Yeah.
So they'll have one or two cops on a bike, and they've got their little spotlight on the bike. And what they'll do is they'll ride down the main drag where there's always, you know, a load of college students walking to and fro different parties. And they'll shine their spotlights at each of their hands, basically, as they're walking down the street to see if they have an open container in their hands. And the cops know that they can be intimidating. They're trained to be intimidating. So they'll say things like, you know, like you said, come here. I'm going to have to ask you to hand that to me, or I'm going to have to ask you to hand that over. And they say it in a very stern, authoritative manner. And, of course, they've got a gun on them, so most of the college students just hand it over, even though they've just now consented to a search. That's basically what they've done in that circumstance. And so it's these kinds of enforcements where it's clear the police are doing no good. They're not helping anybody. Everybody knows that when that college student goes in front of the judge and mommy and daddy have come down from New York or Connecticut or whatever, we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, so students from the region, basically, of all of New England. Mommy and daddy came in. They've got their checkbook ready. They're going to cut the check for, you know, little Lisa or whoever who got in trouble with the police. And, you know, judge sentences them to some sort of rehab class or, you know, an alcoholic class or whatever. There's usually some sort of BS like that.
Right.
And then, you know, several hundred dollars in fines. The judge bangs the gavel. The person walks out the room. Mommy and daddy cut the check. And they never have another sip of alcohol again. Which part of the story was false?
They never have another sip of alcohol.
Right. Come on. Everyone knows this is BS. Everyone must know it. Could the police possibly believe they who also drank underage? Could the police possibly believe that they're having some sort of positive effect on the lives of the college students? No. Now, they might tell themselves that, well, we're cleaning up the neighborhood. The college students are drunk, they're disorderly, they're destroying people's property. That happens. Right, you got drunk college frat boys. They're gonna run through someone's yard, and they're gonna crush some daisies. You know, knock something over drunkenly, pee on somebody's front yard, or whatever. You know, they're an ugly bunch. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But you know, I've been here in Keene, New Hampshire now for almost a decade, and I can't say that the college party experience has changed in any significant manner.
I would say that it's changed.
What do you mean?
There's more of a police presence at the college parties now.
But that hasn't actually changed the partying, right? Like, there's still parties that happen.
Oh, the parties still happen.
People still get arrested. So, you know,
more people get tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's changed.
But my point is, their purported goal to clean up the streets, to clean up the college neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah, that's not changed.
That has not been accomplished. But what has been accomplished is now the college students don't trust the police. It's super easy for me to go out there with the cop block folks like J.P. Freeman from Keene Cop Block and hand out hundreds of flyers, thousands of flyers every single year to these students, giving them information about their rights. So, you know, from that aspect, it's helping us tangentially. Like, you know, if the cops are rude and the cops are disrespectful and the cops arrest their friends, then they're not going to like the cops. And so that's why the police are having a tough time finding new recruits.
But the people are still going to wind up taking the plea deal.
Unfortunately, yeah, they will. They will. And it would certainly change the game if people didn't take the plea deal and they actually did take these issues to trial, these piddly charges like open container. You could clog the system big time with, you know, 50 college students with open container charges. They'd have to drop charges left and right. They wouldn't have enough time in court to deal with that stuff. But the problem is, even though we give them good information, it's mommy and daddy who are the ones that are saying, look, you just need to go ahead. We'll pay it for you. We just need to make this go away. Yeah. That's how moms and dads are. So, you know, there's different forces at play here. But my point being that it's the enforcement of the war on drugs, the war on underage drinking, and all this other nonsense that is driving people to be distrustful and spiteful toward the police. And it doesn't have to be that way. If they were really just out there busting real criminals who are violent and dangerous, then I think most people would love the police. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We've got a few moments left. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
I had an interesting day today, Daryl. I went bright and early to Laconia, New Hampshire. It's about an hour and a half away from the southwest corner of the state in Keene, where we live. Laconia is like sort of not northeast, but it's
the lakes region.
North central. North of Concord. Like north of Concord, which is the capital of.
I would say north central.
Yeah. And Concord's pretty central, so this is a little bit north of there. Anyway, I went to the Free the Nipple trial today. And this is something that listeners who were tuned in the summertime may recall us talking about. The Free the Nipple made headlines, not just in New Hampshire, but in a lot of places globally, I think. It was about a town ordinance in a place called Weir's Beach, I believe.
Yes.
That had outlawed the being topless as a female on the beach. And so some ladies who are not necessarily libertarians, by the way. In fact, I think one of them is like an anti-gun chick. But anyway, these ladies went out and they were topless on the beach in flagrant violation of the town ordinance. And they, you know, promoted this in advance, which was a smart move because it got a lot of publicity for the idea of free the nipple. And of course, the idea is basically that one should be free, no matter what one's gender, to have themselves topless. You know, be somewhere in public topless. And if a man can do it, then a woman should be able to do it. This is basically the argument, and I completely agree with it. And I know some people are saying, well, I don't want to look at your boobs, or whatever. Well, don't look over there, then. Look somewhere else. If you're in public, you don't get to control what you see, generally. The way you can control what you see in public is by not going in public.
Right.
You know, if I wear a shirt you don't like, it's got a message on it that you don't like, too bad. Don't read my shirt. If you don't like the way that I've done my hair or haven't done my hair or whatever, you don't like the way I look, well, that's your problem. It's not my problem. And, you know, so these are not tens, the ladies that involved themselves in this particular protest. They are ladies of all shapes and sizes that involved themselves in this particular protest.
Based on the photos I've seen, and I'm guessing that the photos that were on the Freaking website mm-hmm. were from the Free the Nipple
yes.
event, I wouldn't say any of them are below fours or fives.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a variety of them. There's different pictures, and that's not what it's about. It's not about looking pretty.
Right. I'm just saying
topless.
They're not unattractive women.
The ones in the picture I published today, I would agree generally with that statement for sure. There's a much larger picture with a bunch of ladies in it, and there's quite a variety in that
okay.
particular badge. You know, one of the girls in the court case is a fairly large lady, and, you know, she should be able to be topless just like anybody else.
Right.
So, you know, if some big fat guy should be able to be topless, and you can, then anybody who's a female should be able to be topless.
Right.
I mean, a lot of males have, some of these big boy males have larger boobs than some of the women in these photographs. So
yeah.
it's not about the size of the breast. In fact, the trial today, Free State Project attorney Dan Hines was taking the case. And I thought one of the more poignant points that he was making was, well, how do you know that this is a – how do you tell someone's a female? He kept asking the witnesses this question. It was interesting because it really drove, and I think, a central point that I don't think he made as central a point that he should have. But, like, how, officer, do you determine that this person is a female? And the officer would say something like, well, she has breasts. And I'm sorry, that's not conclusive. That is not evidence that you could use to prove that someone is a female.
Right.
There's a certain genitalia that would prove that someone is a female, but as was testified in the court case today, every one of the women at the Free the Nipple event had their bottoms on. They had,
right.
you know, their genitalia was covered. Breasts are not genitalia. Breasts
right.
are not reproductive organs. They're not involved in reproduction. So, therefore, they don't qualify as genitalia, which is why it should be legal and not considered nudity for women to be topless.
And technically, someone had pointed this out, that technically it would be perfectly legal for a woman to walk around in New Hampshire without her pants on either, because the female genitalia is technically internal.
Yeah, that's true. And also, speaking of walking around, one of the other points made in this particular case was that it's illegal to be topless on the beach in said town, which, by the way, the town that actually ended up arresting these girls was Guilford, New Hampshire, not Weir's Beach or Laconia or whatever. So they ended up getting arrested somewhere they really didn't even intend to be arrested. So
okay.
They got arrested 2 weeks later at a different beach entirely. But the point was still the same, and that is that the ordinances in these towns that are ostensibly illegal and unconstitutional and discriminatory, they only apply on the beach. So it's illegal for them to be topless on the beach, but if they want to walk down Main Street topless, there's no prohibition on that. And so it was interesting. I got video of the entire trial. I'll be uploading it here tonight. It'll probably be up sometime tomorrow morning at freekeen.com. But it's interesting watching because you actually get to meet the snitches in the case. And that's who the...
That's so fun, because that rarely happens.
Well, right, because most people don't take things to trial, so you don't get to face your accusers.
But normally it's an anonymous complaint.
Mm. In this case, it definitely
and you,
wasn't.
You don't get to face the anonymous complaint. There have been cases that you've had
yeah.
to where it's always an anonymous... There was an anonymous tip about the porch. There was an anonymous tip or about the couch.
In the
an anonymous
case,
tip about the other thing where they raided the CAC and wound up saying, your fire extinguisher.
In a couch case, I did actually find out during the trial who the tipster was. They had to give me that information. The code enforcement officer, you were talking about the case where the first time I went to jail was my tenants had a couch out in their lawn, and when I was confronted about it, I did not remove the couch because the person who complained would not come talk to me like a good neighbor would do. And so I stood on that and ended up going to jail over that. But in the trial, I asked who the complaining party was because I was never it was never told to me before. And the code enforcement officer did not want to tell me who it was, but the judge made him answer the question. So I did get to find out who it was, but it was obviously during the trial, so I wouldn't have had a chance to subpoena her at that point.
Right.
So I'm not sure how all that could have played out differently. But at least in the case today with the Free the Nipple trial, the state called three witnesses who weren't cops, and then I think they called three cops after that. So you get to meet the three people who'd actually called into the police and called in the reports. Two of them were very prudish women. And then one was just some guy who barely testified to anything. He basically just testified that he called the cops, and there really wasn't much else they even had him testify.
I called the cops because I don't like boobs.
But apparently one of these women was very, very rude about how she approached. She actually came to where the women were who were topless and started to give them a piece of her mind and was very, very rude and very nasty and very loud and profane, apparently, as well. So she was, on one hand, purportedly concerned about the children, but yet was yelling and was being rude and getting in people's faces and acting like a, you know, a total biatch.
Right.
And so, you know, that was kind of interesting, learning who these people were. The argument, of course, about, well, how do you tell somebody's a female, I think was really interesting. And it could have been taken in a different direction. I don't think the lawyer pushed it as far as, like, I would have if I had been the defense attorney in this case. Because I would have wanted to know from the officer, officer, did you inspect Heidi Lilly's genitalia before you issued her this ticket? Of course, the answer is going to be no.
Right.
Right. Because that would be weird, even though it's required that the person be a female to violate this particular ordinance. Well, how do you know, officer, that there is not a penis in that woman's bathing suit? Or what appears to be a woman in this person's bathing suit?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Reasonable doubt. Motion to dismiss. The state has failed to prove its case. In this case, he did motion to dismiss. He had filed a motion to dismiss in advance. The judge actually complimented him on the motion in advance of the trial. He said it was a very well-written motion. The judge did not rule on said motion in the trial today, so he is going to rule later on. So we don't yet know what the ruling is in the Free the Nipple trial. That will be still to come. And I do have the attorney in the case is going to send me the ruling when he gets it, so hopefully I'll be able to break the news.
Any idea if they'll appeal?
They definitely plan on appealing if they lose.
Right.
So one of the things that he did ask the judge to do, besides find them not guilty, was to also overturn the ordinance as unconstitutional.
Nice.
Based on, look, this is discrimination. I mean, it's clear discrimination. You're treating women differently than how you treat men. I mean, this is crystal clear.
Is there an exemption or an exception in the ordinance for art or protest?
I haven't read it, honestly, so you'll have to check on that yourself. But we are out of time for tonight. And I'm sure we'll talk more about Free the Nipple in the days to come once the video goes up and the ruling comes out. I think it'll be more useful to discuss it in greater detail at that time. Meantime, look for the video coming up at freekeen.com. See you tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.